MashaAllah. Respected brothers, inshallah, all come as close as possible to the minbar, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers, especially those brothers who are at the back. There's no need to gather and talk there now, inshallah. All the brothers who are in the back there, inshallah, there's no need to stand there and talk, my dear brothers. Everybody come to the front now, inshallah. Come as close as possible, mashallah. Come, dear brothers. This habit of us gathering in the back, my dear brothers, on the Shab Guzari night, it's really disturbing, my dear brothers. There's no need for anybody to gather in the back and make muzakara. All of us should come to the front now, inshallah. Come, dear brothers. Brothers on the right, brothers on the left, inshallah. As close as possible, in color, sit by the minbar, inshallah. Let's all come with fikr. The fikr now, my dear brothers, is the words of Allah and Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to be spoken, inshallah. So we should, inshallah, forget everything and come with shock and come with ragbat, inshallah, to the minbar, inshallah. Come, dear brothers. All the zimidars of the jamaats now, inshallah, should make majmajur. The zimidars of the jamaat, they should see that everybody is sitting first in the bayan and then they should come, inshallah. MashaAllah, brothers, fill up those gaps there. MashaAllah. Come, dear brothers. Fill up all the gaps, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. Karib karib aja, inshallah. Come, dear brothers. Aja, my dear brothers. Brothers on that side, inshallah. We find in other markazes of the world, the moment the namaz is finished, the people, they clamor to make sure they get the first place near the speaker, my dear brothers. Allah give us that tawfiq, inshallah, my dear brothers. With so much of muhabbat, so much of shock, so much of ragbat, so much of enthusiasm, my dear, they come and listen, then accordingly, inshallah, we will get the, my dear brothers, the nur and the barakat of it also, inshallah. So come, brothers. Brothers who are at the back section there, there's no need now, inshallah. Everybody come as close as possible, inshallah. MashaAllah. Come, all those brothers who are standing by the, sitting by the pillars there, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. Allah reward you all, inshallah. Mashallah. Aja, inshallah. Those people who are old and infirm, they need to have a rest by their excuse, but the others, inshallah, should come as close as possible, inshallah. Where? Yeah. There's a Toyota and a Honda on this side. It needs to be moved. What color, bhai? What's the number plate? Toyota and a Honda on this side, inshallah. If your car is obstructing, inshallah, please try to remove it now, my dear brothers. Come, brothers, inshallah. Allah kabul from us, inshallah. The maroon Opel ND 111, what's?
Double one,
72, and an
NPS
Honda. 372, 274, and a Camry ND 380743. Some brothers in the back should do majmajor, inshallah. Brothers who are still sitting in the back there, inshallah. Come as close as possible. Fadl.
Alhamdulillah. Allahumma la qabid lima basat, wala basit lima qabat, wala mu'ati lima manat, wala mani' lima atait, wala muqarrib lima ba'at, wala muba'id lima qarrabt, wala hadi liman adlalt, wala mudill liman hadait. اللهم إنا نسألك النعيم المقيم الذي لا يحول ولا يزول. اللهم إنا نسألك الأمن يوم الخوف والجنة يوم القيامة. اللهم اجعل شرائف صلواتك ونوامي بركاتك ورافة تحننك على عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أحينا على سنته وامتنا على ملته واحشرنا في زمرته مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. أما بعد، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: ألف لام را، تلك آيات الكتاب المبين. إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن، وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص. أحسن القصص هو قصص القرآن. أحسن القصص قصص القرآن. وفي سورة يوسف الله سبحانه وتعالى ذكر قصة نبي، حياة نبي، منهاج نبي. سورة جاءت بحياة نبي واحد يوسف عليه السلام، لكن في هذه السورة منهاج وحياة كل نبي. لماذا؟ اسم يوسف عليه السلام ذكر في السورة 25 مرة، والأنبياء الذين ذكروا بأسمائهم في القرآن 25 نبي. الأنبياء الذين ذكروا بأسمائهم 25 نبي، واسم يوسف ذكر 25 مرة. وكأن الله يقول: هذا منهاج كل نبي، هذه حياة كل نبي. لذلك في آخر السورة الله ماذا يقول؟ قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني. فهذه في هذه السورة منهاج النبوة، حياة النبوة، ترتيب النبوة على بصيرة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. ما بعد، respected guest, after the khutbah recites the initial verses of Surah Yusuf, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says: Alif Lam Ra, tilka ayatul kitab al-mubin, inna anzalnahu qur'anan arabiyan la'allakum ta'aqilun, nahnu naqussu alayka ahsan al-qasas bima uhayna ilayka hadha al-qur'an. Alif Lam Ra, these are the signs of the clear and manifest book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, we have revealed it, an Arabic Quran, so that you may understand. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will expound, we will explain to you, we will illustrate before you the best of incidents, the best of stories. The incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it as the best of incidents, as the best of stories. And we find that the best possible incident you can possibly have is that incident which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran. The incidents which are mentioned in the Quran are the most superior incidents by which we can take lesson, by which we have an example in front of us. And we find that by mentioning the incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only referring to Yusuf alayhi salam, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. This point our guest enunciates by mentioning that in the surah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the name of Yusuf alayhi salam 25 times. And if you look at the entire Quran, 25 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are mentioned in the Quran. As if Allah Ta'ala is saying that I am not only speaking to you about the way of life, about the pattern of effort of one Nabi, but through that one Nabi you can understand the pattern of effort and the way of life of the galaxy of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And after having expounded in great detail in the surah of the Quran, brought in front of us the pattern of effort, the manner of effort, the type of effort, the way of life of this illustrious Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and through him mentioning the pattern of effort of every Nabi of Allah, Allah Ta'ala at the end of the surah brings the injunction wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is commanded that قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعْنِي. That tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this way of life, whether it is of Yusuf alayhi salam, whether it is of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, this pattern of effort, this is my road also. This is the road of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To invite and call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only myself, but everyone who follows me. They also have to follow this example, this way of life with basirat, with absolute conviction.
في هذه السورة الله سبحانه وتعالى ذكر تمكينين ليوسف عليه السلام. في أول السورة ذكر الله أنه مكن له وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض ولنعلمه من تأويل الأحاديث والله غالب على أمره. عمره 7 سنوات 10 سنوات الله ذكر له تمكين في الأرض. وفي آخر السورة الله ذكر له تمكين آخر وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض يتبوأ منها حيث يشاء. ما الفرق بين التمكينين؟ التمكين الأول تمكين محبة وإكرام في قلوب الناس، والتمكين الثاني تمكين ملك وإعزاز. وكأن الله يبين أن الله يجعل للداعي كل داعي تمكينين. أول تمكين الله يجعله تمكين محبة وإكرام في قلوب الناس، والتمكين الثاني تمكين ملك وإعزاز.
In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two types or two incidents, two situations where Yusuf alayhi salam was blessed by Allah ta'ala, where he was given subjugation, where he was given authority, where he was given power, blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first reference of this is where Allah ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And towards the end of the surah, the second form of manifestation of subjugation which was given to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala says, يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَا حَيْثُ يَشَاء. Now what is the difference between these two blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Yusuf alayhi salam? Two authorities, two powers which Allah ta'ala blessed Yusuf alayhi salam. The first authority or manifest blessing of Allah ta'ala referred to having subjugation over the hearts of people. That is, the hearts of people were filled with mercy for him, and the hearts of people were filled with love for him. And the second authority which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with, mentioned towards the end of the surah, is where he was given authority and kingdom and rulership over the earth. So in the same way, for a da'i also Allah has given these two promises. One is the hearts of humanity will be subjugated for a da'i. They will be filled with rahmat and mercy and love and affection for the one who calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second is the one who engages in the effort of da'wat, Allah ta'ala will subjugate the land and give him the kingdomship and the rulership of the land also.
ما معنى التمكين محبة والإكرام؟ انظروا يوسف عليه السلام أخذ من حضن أبيه يعقوب، إخوته أخذوه من حضن أبيه وألقوه في غيابة الجب. ولد صغير عمره 7 سنين محبوب لأبيه يحرم حضن وحنان الوالد ويلقى في البير، لكن لما جاءت السارة أخرجته من البير وبيع في مصر واشتراه عزيز مصر قطفير. ها؟ ماذا قال عزيز مصر؟ وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر لامرأته أكرمي مثواه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا. الله ألقى محبة يوسف في قلب قطفير عزيز مصر الذي اشتراه، حتى أصبح يوسف في قلبي كولده الوحيد. قطفير عزيز مصر كان عنين لا يستطيع أن يأتي النساء، كان متزوج بزليخة ولم يأتيها وما رزق منها بولد. فانظروا لما اشترى يوسف، أحب يوسف محبة عجيبة ودخل في قلبي، فما كان يشارك يوسف في قلب العزيز أحد. هذا ليس ليوسف، تمكين المحبة في القلوب ليس ليوسف عليه السلام. انظروا موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام لما أخذ من أمه وألقته أمه في الصندوق وألقي في البحر، من التي أخذته؟ أخذته امرأة فرعون وأحبته حبا عجيبا، وكانت امرأة فرعون لا ما أنجبت، ليس لها ولد، ليس لها ولد، فأحبت موسى كولدها الوحيد. انظروا لو كان له أربع أولاد وموسى الخامس لشاركوه المحبة في قلبها. لكن امرأة فرعون أحبت موسى كولدها الوحيد. الله ماذا قال؟ وألقيت عليك محبة مني. وانظر الحكمة، يوسف أخذ من حض الوالد، فالله عوضه والد كوالده، وموسى أخذ من حض أمه، فالله عوض أما بدل أمه. فأول تمكين للداعي الله يجعل له محبة في قلوب الناس، وتمكين وإكرام في قلوب الناس.
Illustration, example wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the da'i with being given one, an authority over people, in the sense that people are compelled to love the da'i and to be a source of service to the da'i. Example of this, or illustration of this, in the incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, a young boy, 16 or 17 years of age, taken from the protection of his father, who loved him immensely. He was taken by his brothers and thrown into the well. We know the incident. The travelers came, they took him out of the well, then he was sold as a slave to the ruler of Misr, of Egypt. His name was Qitfir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places love for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in the heart of the ruler of Egypt, such love that he said, رب مصر لامرأتي أكرمي مثوى عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا. Places such love that in the heart of this ruler, Yusuf alayhi salam takes the place of his beloved son as if it is his only son. And Allah Ta'ala raised, elevated the status of Yusuf alayhi salam in the heart of this ruler to the extent that he loved no one on this earth like he loved Yusuf alayhi salam. And he would know, enjoy a similar love and status in his heart. It was as if it was his own son. This person suffered from sexual dysfunction. He was married to Zulaikha, but he could not have any relations with her, so obviously he didn't have any children. So in his heart, Yusuf alayhi salam took the place of the child that it was as if it was his own blood child, his own blood relation. And this, our guest, as was mentioned earlier, that these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not confined only to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. We see a similar thing happening in the case of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also. Taken from the love, from the sakha, from the protection of his mother. Taken, put into the basket, thrown into the river Nile. In place of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put such love in the heart of the wife of Fir'aun. وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. Allah says, love from me we place in her heart. So that she loved, she didn't have any other children. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, in a motherly love and affection, took the position of her only child. It was not as if she had four other children and he was the fifth one who shared her love. But she was unable to have children, so Musa alayhi salatu wasalam took the position of her only child in her heart. And look at the beauty and the wisdom of the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yusuf alayhi salam is deprived of the shadow of protection and love of his father. So in place of that, Allah ta'ala puts the love of a father in the ruler of Misr for him. And Musa alayhi salam is deprived. And Musa alayhi salam is deprived of the love and protection of his mother. So in place of that, Allah Ta'ala puts motherly love in the heart of the wife of Fir'aun for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this authority or submission of the hearts of people to be filled with love and to be filled with the desire of being of service to a da'i, this is Allah's principle and system, and it will be found throughout the ages.
التمكين الثاني الذي يجعله الله سبحانه وتعالى للداعي تمكين ملك وإعزاز. انظروا، يوسف عليه السلام دخل مصر مثل العبد، لا يملك شيء، بيع في السوق، في سوق العبيد، واشتراه عزيز مصر. دخل مصر لا يوجد له عشيرة أو قبيلة، قبيلته في فلسطين لا يوجد معه مال، لكن يوسف عليه السلام أصبح عزيز، عزيز أهل مصر. كيف؟ لما تعرض لفتنة امرأة العزيز وأبى واستبق الباب وقال رب السجن أحب إلي مما يدعونني إليه، أدخل السجن 7 سنوات وصبر، لكن بعد هذا الابتلاء الله ماذا فعل؟ أخرجه من السجن. بماذا؟ رأى الملك الرؤيا، رأى أن 7 بقرات سمان يأكلون 7 عجاف و7 سنبلات خضر أخرى يابسات، فاستيقظ مفزوعا. من يؤول الرؤيا؟ قال يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في رؤياي إن كنتم للرؤيا تعبرون. قال أضغاث أحلام، أمسك الله تأويل الرؤيا، ما استطاع أحد أن يؤولها. فالذي نجا من السجن وعلم أن يوسف يؤول الرؤى قال أنا أنبئكم بتأويل فأرسلون، فدخل السجن وقال يوسف أيها الصديق أفتنا في 7 بقرات سمان يأكلهن 7 عجاف و7 سنبلات خضر أخرى يابسات. فيوسف عليه السلام أول لهم الرؤيا أن البقرات السمان 7 سنوات مخصبات، والبقرات الضعاف النحاف 7 سنوات مجدبات، فأعطاهم التأويل وأعطاهم التدبير. أعطاهم ماذا؟ التدبير. ما هو التدبير؟ قال في 7 سنوات المخصبات ازرعوا كل أرض متاحة ويخزنوا الناتج، فإذا جاءت 7 سنوات المجدبات أخرجوا الحبوب وأقروا الناس حتى تمر 7 سنوات. فلما سمع الملك الرؤيا قال أتوني به. فلما أخرج يوسف عليه السلام من السجن قال أعجب الملك برأيه وحصافة عقله، قال إنك اليوم لدينا مكين أمين، أنت صاحب مكانة وصاحب أمانة. قال اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم. فماذا فعل الملك؟ عزل ابن عمه قطفير. قطفير عزيز مصر كان ابن عم الملك، عزله وجعل يوسف مكانه وجعل له عرش من ذهب وتاج وصواع، وجعله يتصرف في خزائن مصر تماما، فأصبح يوسف هو المتصرف في خزائن مصر. فماذا قال يوسف؟ ربي قد آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث. فالله سبحانه وتعالى جعل يوسف يتصرف في مصر كما يشاء. فهذا المقام مقام الملك والإعزاز ليس ليوسف، لكل من يجتهد بهذا الجهد، جهد الدعوة إلى الله.
The second blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is given to a da'i wherein the land is subjugated to him and he is given authority and rulership over the land. This also is illustrated in the example of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. We find that when he was taken and he entered Egypt, he entered as a slave. He had no wealth, no possession, he owned no property, no land, and he had no family in Egypt whatsoever. And then a great period of trial and tribulation Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam underwent. Very, very briefly, we know what happened when the wife of the minister who had basically adopted him and purchased him, when she tried to entice him, Yusuf alayhi salam, and she locked the door and he ran towards the door. We know the incident. Thereafter, he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi sijn ahabbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilay. They are inviting me towards adultery and fornication. I prefer to go into jail than to commit that crime. So Yusuf alayhi salam was put in jail. 7 years he spent in jail with great sabr and with perseverance, with patience. And then the king of Egypt saw the dream where 7 thin calves were eating 7 fat calves. And he saw 7 green stalks and 7 dry stalks. And he asked his advisors that what is the meaning of this dream? They said that these are just ramblings, it has no significance, no meaning whatsoever. The person whom Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had correctly interpreted his dream whilst he was in the jail and he had been released, Yusuf alayhi salam had asked him to intercede before the king. He forgot. When the king had mentioned this dream, he recollected what had happened. So he ran back to you. He said to the king that I will bring you one. I will interpret this dream for you. I will get you someone who will interpret this dream. And he goes to the prison. Yusuf, where you are Siddiq, Aftina. That, oh Yusuf, oh truthful one, give us the interpretation of this dream which the king has seen. He mentions the dream of the king. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam says the interpretation of it is that you will have 7 years of plentiful rain, plentiful crops. Thereafter this will be followed with 7 years of drought. He mentioned what situation would arise, and he also mentioned the prescription, the means of addressing the situation. He said that during the plentiful years, you must harvest to the maximum, and from whatever you harvest, eat a little and store the rest, so that through the lean years of drought, you are able to meet your needs. When this interpretation was presented to the king, he wanted to see Yusuf alayhi salam. He asked for him to be released, and Allah Ta'ala elevated the status of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in the sight of the king to that level and that status, that thereafter the king placed Yusuf alayhi salam in the position of Qitfir, who was the cousin of the king. He made Yusuf alayhi salam the minister of the entire Egypt, and he made him the treasurer of the entire Egypt. So now Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was the one who had the wealth and the land of the entire Egypt. A throne of gold was made for him. All this was placed at his disposal. And when all this was placed at his disposal, he declared it, referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi qad aataitani min al-mulk wa 'allamtani min ta'wil al-ahadith. That, oh my Allah, you have given me kingdom and you taught me the interpretation of dreams. So this system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that where after a process of trials and tribulations and hardship in the field of inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eventually the da'i is given a position whereby the land is subjugated to him, and he is given authority over the wealth of the world. This is not exclusive only to the incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, but this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which will remain for the da'i right up till qiyamah.
هذه الحياة التي قص الله سبحانه وتعالى على نبي الكريم ليواسي نبيه، لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سيمر بنفس المراحل في دعوته ليصل إلى التمكين والإعزاز، ويكون له التمكينان، المحبة والإكرام والملك والإعزاز. يوسف عليه السلام أخذ من حضن أبيه وإخوته تولوا إذاءه، ألقوه في غيابة الجب وعرضوه للبلاء، وأصبح عبدا يباع ويشترى. حال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نفس الشيء، حال النبي نفس الشيء. قومه أخرجوه من مكة، هنالك أخوة يوسف أخرجوه، هنا قوم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخرجوه. هنالك يوسف عليه السلام مر بالابتلاءات، فتنة امرأة العزيز فاتقى الله، ثم ابتلاءه في السجن فصبر، فالله ماذا قال في الآخر؟ إنه من يتقي ويصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما هاجر إلى المدينة، انظروا كم الله سبحانه وتعالى جعل محبة النبي في قلوب أهل المدينة، كم كانوا يحبونه لما علموا بهجرته. لما علموا بهجرته، 3 أيام يخرجوا من المدينة، ينتظروا حتى ترتفع الشمس ويشتد حرها، ينتظروا قدوم المدينة. أول يوم، ثاني يوم، ثالث يوم، انتظروا حتى الضحى ورجعوا. واحد يهود يبصر فإذا بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو بكر، فقال يا أهل قيلة أو يا بني قيلة، هذا جدكم يا أهل المدينة، هذا الذي تنتظرونه. فخرجوا رجالهم ونساؤهم وأولادهم، ماذا يقولون؟ يقولون طلع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع، وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داع. جئت شرفت المدينة، جئت بالأمر المطاع، أمرك مطاع، أمرك بماذا تأمر نحن نطيع. قدموه على أنفسهم، على أولادهم، على أموالهم، خذ من أموالنا ما شئت، ودع ما شئت، صل حبال من شئت، واقطع حبال من شئت، نحن معك نفديك بكل شيء. بعد المجاهدات في مكة وبعد مصاعب الدعوة، الله سبحانه وتعالى أعطاه التمكين في المدينة المنورة، وأصبح أمره مطاع لتتحقق سنة الله في تمكين المحبة والإكرام وتمكين الملك والإعزاز.
These two authorities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with, one, that the hearts of people were filled with love for him and the desire to serve him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subjugated the land for him. This entire incident, Allah ta'ala mentions it before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in order to console him that similar circumstances, similar trials, similar tribulations you will also have to undergo. And like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with this, in the same way you, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, will also be blessed with this. Now look at the similarities that are found in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and what he underwent with what Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam underwent. Taken out from the protection of his father, his own brothers went against him. His own brothers were his enemies. They took him and threw him into the well. And he was thrown out of his birthplace and had to go to Misr and Egypt. By the deviousness of his own brothers, it was the very people and the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that opposed him and forced him to leave Makkah Mukarramah. Yusuf alayhi salam had to leave and go to Misr because of his brothers, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because of his own nation and people, had to leave Makkah Mukarramah and go to Medina Munawwara. And then we see Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the hearts of the people are filled with love for him. That is the first authority which Allah ta'ala blessed him with. In the same way, if you look at the incident of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah ta'ala places such love in the hearts of the people of Medina Munawwara, that for 3 days before he could even come to Medina, they would go out of their homes, out to the outskirts of Medina, anticipating and awaiting the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They would wait right up till the sun would reach its zenith, till it was boiling hot midday, then they would return till the heat became unbearable. This happened one day, then second day, and then third day, until finally someone who had spied him shouts out, "Ya Bani Qayla, O people of Medina, come now. The one you were waiting for has finally arrived." Then men, women, children run out of their homes. And that famous poem is recited, "Tala al-Badru alayna min thaniyat al-wada'i." That the 14th full moon has risen for us from thaniyat al-wada'i. "Wajab al-shukru alayna ma da'a lillahi da'i. Jaita sharraft al-Madina. Jaita bil-amr al-muta'i." That you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have come with such an injunction that has to be obeyed. That is, after the difficulties, the trials, the tribulation, the persecution, the hardship of Makkah Mukarramah, Allah Ta'ala gives one authority to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that of the hearts of the people being filled with love for him, such love that they said, "O Nabi of Allah, join ties with whom you want to join ties. Break ties with whom you want to break ties. Take from our wealth whatever you want. Leave behind whatever you want. More than our wealth, more than our lives, more than our families, we love you. And we are prepared to sacrifice everything for you." Such authority in the hearts of people, such love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was placed in their hearts. And Medina Munawwara, Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given rulership, was given authority, and was given power over Medina Munawwara to establish the command of Allah, which from there spread throughout the entire world. So that through this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings alive his sunnah and his system, that the da'i, the one who will engage in the effort of da'wat after the trials and tribulations, he will be given two authorities, two blessings of Allah ta'ala. The hearts of people will be filled with love for him, and the desire to serve him, and he will be given rulership over the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
انظروا سنن الله في الحياتين. يوسف عليه السلام لما أصبح عزيز في مصر جاءوا إخوته الذين أخرجوه من بلده لما أصابتهم الحاجة فدخلوا على يوسف فعرفهم وهم له منكرون في نهاية القصة لما عرفوا أن هذا يوسف وهو عزيز مصر قالوا تالله لقد آثرك الله علينا تالله لقد آثرك الله علينا وإن كنا لخاطئين نحن حسدناك حسدنا محبة أبينا لك يعقوب عليه السلام ما استطاع أن يخفي حبه ليوسف فمن شدة هذا الحب حسدوه لكن الآن أدركوا أن الله فضل يوسف عليه وأكرمه فقالوا تيقنا تالله لقد آثرك الله علينا وإن كنا لخاطئين ماذا قال يوسف انظروا أخلاق النبوة قال لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين قال أولا عفى عنهم ليس فقط عفى عنهم بل سأل الله أن يغفر لهم سأل الله أن يغفر لهم وأن يمحو عنهم هذه الخطايا نفس الموقف الذين أخرجوا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من مكة لما مكن الله له رجع فاتحا لمكة حتى أن أبو سفيان الذي حارب في بدر وفي أحد أمسكه العباس في فم شعب الوادي تمر به كتائب الرحمن الداخلة لمكة فقال يا أبا الفضل لقد غدا ملك ابن أخيك الغداة عظيما قال يا أبا حنظلة يا أبا سفيان إنه ليس ملك بل هي النبوة بل هي النبوة فلما دخل مكة كلهم الآن أذعنوا له خائفين ماذا يفعل بهم قال ما تظنون أني فاعل بكم مثل ما قال إخوة يوسف قالوا أخ كريم ابن أخ كريم قال إنما أقول لكم مثل ما قال يوسف لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين اذهبوا فأنتم الطلقاء هذه حياة النبوة هذه حياة الدعوة لا بد أن نتيقن عليها.
Another similarity which we find in the incident of Yusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام, which once again manifests itself in the life of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم also, that the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had opposed him. Yaqub alayhi salam was unable to conceal his excessive love for Yusuf alayhi salam, as a result of which his brothers, their hearts were filled with jealousy, blinding jealousy, and which caused them to resort to whatever they resorted to. Many years later, Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَاءَ إِخْوَةُ يُوسُفَ وَدَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَعَرَفُهُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُمْ مُنْكِرُونَ. The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam came to Misr, to Egypt. They entered upon Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam recognized them. They did not recognize him. He did not seek any revenge whatsoever. He did not attempt to establish his authority over them. Until when the situation reached the extent when finally he extended the hand of charity towards them, and he revealed his identity to them. At that time they said, لَقَدْ آثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنْ كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. That definitely Allah Ta'ala gave you preference over us. Allah Ta'ala raised you over us, and we were the wrongdoers. Now Yusuf alayhi salam was in a position of authority, and they were at his mercy. But what was his reaction? لَا تَثْرِيبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. That no revenge whatsoever would be sought over you today. In other words, I have forgiven you. But not only did he forgive them, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ, he forgave them and made dua that Allah should forgive them also. Many, many years later, in the incident of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chased away, persecuted, exiled from his birthplace by his own people. Many years later, when Allah Ta'ala brings about the conquest of Makkah, And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now entering Makkah as the ruler, as the one who is victorious. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes Abu Sufyan, the one who led the army against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Badr and in Uhud, the one who left no stone unturned to oppose him. He makes him stand at the valley and to look down at the army of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entering Makkah. At that time, Abu Sufyan says to Abbas that your nephew has become a great king, a great ruler. Abbas says to him that, O Abu Sufyan, O Abu Hanzala, this is not kingdom or rulership, this is nubuwat. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters Makkah Mukarramah. The residents of Makkah are filled with fear. They fear recrimination, they fear revenge, they fear for their lives. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses them and says, what do you people think I am going to do now with regards to you? They said, you are an honorable brother and you are the son of an honorable brother. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will say to you as Yusuf alayhi salam said to his brothers, that no revenge will be sought from you today. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you. Go now, you are free to go wherever you want to go. So this, Allah subhanahu, this is Allah ta'ala's system, that after a period of trial and tribulation, Allah ta'ala will establish the authority of a da'i. And this was the akhlaq and character and the sifat and the attributes of the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, that they would forgive their people.
فَيَا أَحْبَابِ الْكِرَامِ حَتَّى اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى يَكْتُبْ لَنَا هَذَا يَكْتُبْ لَنَا الْمَحَبَّةِ فِي قُلُوبِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُعْطِينَا مَوَعِيدَهُ لَا بُدَّ نَتَيَقَّنْ عَلَى هَذَا الْعَمَلِ نَتَيَقَّنْ عَلَى هَذَا الْعَمَلِ عَمَلُنَا الدَّعْوَى دَعْوَتُنَا هِيَ مَسْؤُولِيَتُنَا نَسْتَقِيمُ عَلَى هَذَا الْجُودِ كَمَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى نَبِيَّهُ اللَّهُ مَاذَا قَالَ لِنَبِيِّهِ فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ماذا قال؟ قال شيبتني هود. قال العلماء كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني بهود هذه الآية من الصورة. شيبتني هود فاستقم على كما أمرت، استقم على دعوتك، استقم على جودك. لكن ليس هذا للنبي فقط، الله ما قال فاستقم كما أمرت فقط، بل قال ومن تاب معك. كل من آمن بالنبي هو مطالب أن يستقيم على هذا الجهد، أن يثبت على هذا الجهد. ها، لكن لماذا شيبت هود النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شيبتنا؟ تعرف لماذا؟ لأننا ما فهمنا ما فهمه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. ولو فهمنا ما فهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من هذه الآية لشيبتنا هود كما شيبت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. فلا بد أن نأخذ هذا الجود باليقين والقوة والثبات عليه.
This is an irrefutable fact Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained. There should be absolutely no doubt about it. There should be perfect, complete conviction over it. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill the hearts of the people with love for the da'i. And a da'i must have absolute trust and belief and conviction in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a level of conviction and belief in Allah ta'ala's promise that he perseveres on his effort and he remains firm on his da'wat and he has istiqamat. He does not deter from his mission and what Allah ta'ala has charged him to do. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded in the Quran, فَاسْتَقِيمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. That, O my Nabi, persevere kama umirt, as you were commanded. Commanded with what? With da'wat. With this mission, with this responsibility that was placed upon your shoulders, persevere with it, remain firm upon it. Do not deter from it. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Surah Hud caused me to become old. Worry over Surah Hud aged me. Ulama say that the reference of being aged, what was so heavy upon the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Surah Hud, they say it was this command of Allah. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. That at all times, We want you to persevere on your mission as you have been commanded, to the level that Allah wants. But Allah Ta'ala did not confine this injunction or command to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam only. But Allah said, وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكْ, all those who are your followers, all those who have repented with you, they also must make istiqamat on da'wah. They also must persevere and adhere to the requisites of this Mubarak effort at all times. Yet the question we have to ask ourselves, my respected brothers, is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this surah aged me, yet the da'i of today, this surah is not aging him. It doesn't even cause a frown line to come upon his face. Why? Because we have not understood the command of Allah as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood it. We have not accepted the responsibility as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted it. If we had understood it as he understood it, then like it caused him to become aged with worry, it would make us aged with worry also. But we are unperturbed and unaffected because we have not recognized the level of responsibility that has been placed on our shoulders.
ما هي أسباب الاستقامة؟ الاستقامة أمر فاستقم. كيف نستقيم؟ الله بين بأمرين. للاستقامة على هذا الجهد لابد من أمرين. الأمر الأول اليقين على فرضية الدعوة. هذا العمل ليس نافلة. كثير منا ما زلنا مجتهدين في الدعوة لكن يعتبر الدعوة نافلة. نفل في وقت الفراغ، في الإجازة، لما تسمح الفرصة. لا، أول سبب الاستقامة اليقين على فرضية الدعوة. الله قال أنا فاستقيم كما أمرت. هذا أمر، أمر من الله، فلذلك فادعو واستقم كما أمرت. فاليقين على فرضية الدعوة يرزقك الاستقامة. لذلك انظروا الله ماذا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الذي فرض عليك القرآن لرادك إلى معاد. أولا إن الذي فرض عليك القرآن، هذه الآية في سورة القصص، سورة القصص مكية. ما هي الأوامر التي نزلت في مكة؟ الدعوة والصلاة، الدعوة والصلاة. لذلك الله يقول إن الذي فرض عليك القرآن، فالأمران المفروضان الدعوة والصلاة. فالدعوة فريضة، بل أمر الفرائض، بل أفرض الفرائض، أفرض الفرائض الدعوة. الذي يجعل الدعوة فريضة يستقيم على الدعوة. لكن الذي يتخذ الدعوة نافلة، ها؟ انظروا الله لما هدد الصحابة: إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروا شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير. هدد الصحابة بماذا؟ بترك الصلاة، لأنهم تركوا الصلاة. صلاتهم أفضل صلاة، زكاتهم أفضل زكاة، حجهم أفضل حج. لكن إذا تركوا الجهد للدين والتضحية للدين والفكر لهداية الناس وبذل النفس والمال من أجل هذا الشيء، الله سبحانه وتعالى قال: يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيره. هل تعذب الأمة لترك نافلة؟ الأمة لا تعذب لترك نافلة، تعذب لترك فريضة، ولا تستبدل لترك نافلة. لذلك حتى نستقيم على هذا الجهد، جهد النبوة أعظم الجهود، أحسن القصص، والذي فيه تمام المواعيد. أولا لا بد من اليقين على فرضية الدعوة، أن هذا العمل ليس نفل، هذا ليس فرض. أقول أنا وأفرض الفرائض لأن به تحيا جميع الفرائض.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, فَاسْتَقِيمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ, that you will have to persevere, there will have to be istiqamat at all times on this responsibility which was placed upon your shoulders. Our guest says, when Allah ta'ala has commanded you with istiqamat, with perseverance, then who is the one who will be blessed with istiqamat? Who is the one who will be blessed with perseverance, and what are the means by which one can acquire perseverance on da'wah? The first sabab or means by which one will be blessed with istiqamat, with being able to persevere on da'wat and to remain in the effort of da'wat, is the complete and total conviction in the heart that da'wat in Allah is farz. Making the effort of deen, striving for the hidayat of humanity, spending one's wealth and one's life in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obligatory upon me, not nafil, not voluntary. If it was something that is voluntary, like some of us have this perception of the effort of deen that it is voluntary, it is not compulsory, so then in my free time I will do it. Then when I am available I will do it. Then when it is holiday I will do it. But it is not the primary objective of my life, it is not compulsory upon me. Da'wat ila Allah is compulsory. Allah Ta'ala in Surah Qasas, which is a Makki Surah, which was revealed in Makkah Mukarrama, Allah Ta'ala addresses Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. That Allah who ordained and made the Quran farz upon you, made this deen farz upon you, will return you back to Makkah Mukarrama. At that time, what did deen constitute? In Makkah Mukarrama, what was deen? Deen was only two injunctions. Deen was da'wat and salah. There was no other injunction in Makkah. And Allah Ta'ala says, Allah made this farz upon you. Salah was farz upon you and da'wat ila Allah was farz upon you. And if you will carry out these two injunctions of Allah, then Allah's promise will be fulfilled for you. That is why the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who held back on the occasion of Tabuk from this, Allah Ta'ala warns them. Great warning is given in the Quran, illa tanfiru يُعَذِّبْكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا وَيَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ وَلَا تَذُرُّهُ شَيْئًا. That if you will not strive, if you will not engage in da'wat, if you will not sacrifice, if you will not spend your wealth and your lives and will not make effort for the hidayat of humanity, Allah will send down two azabs upon you. You will be punished, a terrible punishment, and you will be replaced by another nation. Allah does not send down His azab when you leave out something nafil. Allah will not replace you with another nation if your crime was that you left out something nafil. This type of azab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only come if you leave out what is farz. And what was the crime of Sahaba? Did they leave salah? Their salah was the best of salah. Their zakat was the best of zakat. Their hajj was the best of hajj. Yet Allah says, if you desist from da'wat ila Allah, we will send our azab upon you and we will change you with another nation. So, istiqamat, perseverance in da'wat will be acquired first and foremost. The conviction has to enter the heart that this is farz. Not only farz, this is the greatest farz. This is the mother of every farz. This is the mother of every farz of Allah Ta'ala, because through this farz, the rest of the farz of Allah will come into existence. This conviction to enter the heart of the da'i, through that he will gain istiqamat and perseverance in this.
أحد العلماء ماذا قال؟ قال الذي اجتهد في الدعوة ويخطئ هذا خطأ. لكن الذي يترك الدعوة هذا أكبر خطأ. الذي يجتهد في الدعوة ويخطئ خطأه يغفر، هو خطأ لكن يغفر. لكن الذي لا يجتهد في الدعوة كيف يغفر خطأه؟ بماذا يغفر خطأه؟ ها؟ وضرب مثل، ضرب مثل، قال في أحد الصحابة مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمروا أمر واضح، احموا ظهورنا وابقوا على الجبل. 50 من الصحابة، بدأت المعركة، انتصر الصحابة، فر المشركون، تركوا الغنائم لعلى الجبل. الساحة الآن أمامهم فارغة، لا يوجد فيها الغنائم. قال لماذا نبقى على الجبل؟ والغنائم أمامنا. فنزل بعضهم خالفوا أمر النبي الصريح، لا تنزلوا عن الجبل، رأيتمونا منتصرين ومنهزمين. نزلوا عن الجبل، نزل بعضهم. فالكفار لما رأوا الرماة دخلوا عن الجبل رجعوا وجاءوا من خلف المسلمين وقتلوا من بقي على الجبل، ونزلوا عن الجبل وأخذوا يقتلوا ويجرحوا في الصحابة الكرام، حتى قتل 70 صحابي وجرح معظم الصحابة وجرح النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. خطأ كان سببه، كان سببا لقتل 70، لاستشهاد 70 صحابي. لكن لأن هذا الخطأ في الجود مجتهدين وأخطأوا، الله ماذا قال؟ قال ولقد عفى الله عنهم إن الله عليم حليم. هذا الذنب مغفور، هذا الذنب لأنه خطأ في الجود، مجتهد وأخطأ، مجتهد وأخطأ. لكن الثلاثة الذين تأخروا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة تبوك، 30,000 مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة تبوك، وكم تأخر؟ 3، يعني من كل 10,000 واحد. في العرف الحالي ماذا يضر إذا جيش من 30,000 أن يتأخر عنه 3؟ ماذا يضر الجيش؟ الجيش ذهب إلى تبوك ما لاقى حربا وما أوذي المسلمون ورجعوا، هناك خطأهم كان سبب لقتل 70، وهؤلاء تركوا النفر مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وذهب الجيش ورجع غانما. لكن الله عفى عنهم، الله ماذا قال؟ أمر بمقاطعتهم 50 يوم، ما أحد يكلمهم، ما أحد يكلمهم، وعزلت عنهم نساءهم 50 يوما، حتى ضاقت عليهم الأرض بما رحبت وضاقت عليهم أنفسهم وظنوا أن لا ملجأ من الله إلا إليه. لذلك أحبابنا الكرام، أول سبب للاستقامة على هذا الجهد أن نتيقن على فرضية هذا العمل.
By way of explanation as to the compulsion of the effort of Dawud, one of our mashayikh explains, the one who will engage in the effort of Dawud, he may make a mistake, he may err, but it will be regarded as a mistake, and it is hoped that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. On the other hand, that person who does not engage in the effort of Dawud, has turned his back on the responsibility, his is the greatest error. And how is he going to gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This point, if you look at it in the light or in the context of the lives of Sahaba, in Uhud, 50 Sahaba were commanded to guard the mountain pass. When they saw that the Muslims were victorious and the enemy had run away from the battlefield and left behind the Mali Ghanimat, the booty, the spoils, there was a misunderstanding. They were commanded to remain on that position. Because of the misunderstanding, not seeing the need anymore to remain there, some of them came down. They made a mistake. They committed an error. They did something wrong whilst engaged in the effort of Dawud, in the effort of Deen. What occurred, what resulted? The enemy saw the unguarded mountain pass. The few that were there, they made them shaheed. They descended on the Muslims from behind. Havoc ensued. 70 of the Sahaba were made shaheed. Many of them were injured to the extent that even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was injured. Because of failing to carry out correctly this one injunction, it resulted in such losses that 70 Sahaba became shaheed. Many injuries, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was injured also. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the da'i, was engaged in the effort, he made a mistake. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ عَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ, Allah has forgiven them. On the other hand, on the occasion of Tabuk, 30,000 Sahaba with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 3 Sahaba remained behind. appreciate the veracity of this. What is the relation between 3 and 30,000 for every 10,000 one sahabi? In an army of 30,000, if 3 remain behind, what possible harm could it cause? And sahaba undertake the mission of Tabuk. No war is fought, they come back victorious. So this 3 that remained behind, outwardly, it did not deter or affect or compromise the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any way. Yet, they failed to take part in the effort. So the result of that was that for 50 days, they were boycotted totally in Medina. And even their own families, their wives were separated from them. To the extent that they say that the earth became straightened upon us despite its vastness, and we saw no hope of salvation for us. They desisted completely from the effort, and this was the extent of punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order for us to appreciate and understand, one is the one engaged in the effort, he makes a mistake, he will be forgiven. But the wrong of the one who desists completely is greater than any wrong that the one engaged in the effort can undertake. So this is the means by which we will get istiqamah and perseverance, the complete conviction that this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is compulsory upon us.
سبب الأول الاستقامة اليقين على فرضية الدعوة والسبب الثاني اليقين على النصرة اليقين على النصرة لرادك إلى معاد نتيقن على هذا انظروا حتى الله يربي فينا اليقين على نصرة الداعي سيدنا يوسف عليه السلام رأى الرؤيا في بداية السورة قال يا أبتي إني رأيت 11 كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتهم لي ساجدين علم يعقوب عليه السلام أن ابنه نبي أن ابنه لأن النجوم والشمس والقمر لا تسجد إلا لنبي لكن بعد قليل أخذ يوسف وألقي في غابة الجب ثم غاب عن أبيه ما يقرب من 30 سنة كم سنة؟ 30 سنة حتى ما عادت أخبار الذي سيرث النبوة والذي سينال العزة والنصرة غير موجود حتى أن الناس بدأت تتشكك لما أخذ بنيامين سيدنا يعقوب تذكر وتولى عنهم وقال يا أسفا على يوسف وأخي يا أسفا على يوسف وأبيضت عيناه من الحزن فهو كظيم قالوا تالله تذكر تالله تفتأ وتذكر يوسف حتى تكون حرضا أو تكون من الهلك ما بقي يوسف هو بقي يوسف 30 سنة ما في أخبار عن يوسف لكن سيدنا يعقوب ماذا قال صاحب اليقين على موعيد الله إيش قال قال يا بني اذهبوا فتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه يوسف موجود رأى الرؤيا لا بد إخوة الـ11 يسجدوا أمامه اذهبوا فتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه ولا تيأسوا من روح الله إنه لا ييأسوا من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون ذهب الإخوة يقول أبونا يقول يوسف موجود أين يوسف وبدأ عندهم يتجدد اليقين لعلهم يجدوا يوسف فقال هل علمتم لما جاءوا ودخلوا عليه مرة ثالثة قال هل علمتم ما فعلتم يوسف قالوا إنك أنت يوسف قال أنا يوسف وهذا أخي حتى لما أعطاهم القميص وقال اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي سيدنا يعقوب قال إني لا أجد ريح يوسف قميص يوسف في مصر سيدنا يعقوب في فلسطين مسافة 8 أيام للجمل يصل لكن ايش بيقول سيدنا يعقوب إني لا أجد ريح يوسف لولا أن تفندون اللي ما عنده مقريس قالوا تالله إنك لفي ضلالك القديم هو بقي يوسف فلما جاءت العير لما جاء البشير القاع على وجه ارتد بصيرا بهذا اليقين ظل عند سيدنا يعقوب حتى جمع الله شمله بابنه وفعلا نال يوسف الملك وأصبح عزيز مصر ودخل عليه إخوته وسجدوا له والله قال في القرآن الكريم ورفع أبوي على العرش وخروا له سجدا، سجود احترام كما الله بيّن في أول السورة. والله حقق هذا الرؤيا حتى يكون عندنا اليقين على المواعيد، ألا موعد الله للدعوة. لذلك بعض الناس يقولوا متى تنزل نصرة الله؟ فصاحب اليقين على النصرة يستمر في دعوته ويقول ألا إن نصر الله قريب، الله لا يخلف الميعاد. فالذي يجتهد بهذا اليقين أن الله سيعطينا ما وعد بالتحقيق واليقين، هو يجتهد ويعلم أن موعد الله ستتحقق ويثبت ويستقيم على جهده. فالسببان لابد لكل داعي أن يكون عنده، اليقين على فرضية الدعوة واليقين على النصرة.
The second means by which a person will acquire perseverance in the effort of da'wah. The second quality which the da'i has to have, one is the conviction that of the compulsion of the effort of da'wah. And the other is the yaqeen and the conviction that through this effort the help of Allah must come. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised His help. For the da'i, Allah has promised His help. And the promise of Allah will definitely come into existence. It must come to pass. This also we see in the incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, where as a young boy, he relates a dream to his father. Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba wa shamsa wal qamar ra'aytuhum li sajidin. That, oh my father, I can see 11 stars and the sun and the moon bowing down, prostrating before me. Dawud Yaqub alayhi salam immediately recognizes that Yusuf alayhi salam is to become a Nabi. And this is glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the sun and moon and stars will not prostrate except before a Nabi. Yet, on the one hand, Allah has informed him, you are to be a Nabi. On the other hand, he is taken away from his father, separated, enslaved in Egypt. A separation of 30 years. 30 years pass by without any mention whatsoever of Yusuf alayhi salam to Yaqub alayhi salam and his family. Yet, such was the conviction of the Nabi of Allah in the promise of Allah, that Allah has promised that this is to come to pass. So Yaqub alayhi salam, despite not receiving any news of the existence of Yusuf alayhi salam for 30 years, yet still he pines for him, still he grieves for him, to the extent that his family says, Tallah taftahu tadhkuru Yusuf hatta takuna haradan aw takuna min al-halikin. Then how much more are you going to carry on pining over Yusuf? You have become old, you are going to destroy yourself. The grief is added. The situation looks even more bleak when Binyamin, the other son, also is separated from Yaqub alayhi salam. Yet what does he say? He says, go, look for Yusuf alayhi salam and look for his brother, and do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. لا تيأسوا من روح الله. إنه لا ييأسوا من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. Only a disbelieving nation will lose hope in the mercy of Allah. So those who had lost hope in Yusuf alayhi salam being alive even, gradually the hope is renewed now because of the conviction of Yaqub alayhi salam. Despite 30 years of separation, his belief, his conviction in the promise of Allah Ta'ala is not shaken. He's not deterred in the least. So that when they enter for the third time in the presence of Yusuf alayhi salam, he addresses them, Hal alimtum ma fa'altum bi Yusuf? Do you know what you, do you remember what you did to Yusuf alayhi salam? Qalu wa innaka la anta Yusuf. They said, are you Yusuf? Because the seed of doubt had once again been planted. So then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam reveals his identity to his brothers. And he takes off his kurta, his shirt, and he says, take this back to my father. Throw it over him, his eyesight will be restored. Misr, Egypt, by camel is 8 days' journey from Philistine. Yet, the shirt is given, and Yaqub alayhi salam says, I can sense the fragrance of Yusuf alayhi salam. They say, Tallahi innaka lafi dhalalika al-qadim. You are back to your old ways. You are gone. You have still not given up. Yet, when the shirt is brought and it is placed over him and his eyesight is restored, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings his promise to pass, that the promise of Allah is haq. And when they enter in the presence of Yusuf alayhi salam, then out of ihtiram and honor, the sajda, the prostration of the 11 brothers and Yaqub alayhi salam and the mother of Yusuf alayhi salam, that prophecy or that dream which Yusuf alayhi salam saw in his youth, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised this, after a 30-year period, Allah ta'ala brings it into existence. So that the da'i can take courage that in this effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised his nusrat and his help. Never mind what difficulty, what trials, what tribulations, what circumstances and difficulties the da'i has to undergo and endure. He is given the courage to remain firm by one, on the one hand, understanding that this is farz from Allah, and on the other hand, by having conviction that definitely Allah has promised his help and Allah's help will come. Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. The help of Allah Ta'ala is very, very near.
لذلك الشيخ سعيد احمد رحمه الله كان يقول الذي يقوم على جهد الدعوه الذي يقوم على جهد الدعوه الله يعطيه خمس اشياء الله يعطيه كم خمس اشياء اولا يعطيه العزه بغير قبيله سيدنا يوسف اصبح عزيز في مصر ما له قبيله ما له فاميلي فيها ما له عائله لكن اصبح عزيز على اهلها وهذه الحكمة أن الله جعل عزته في مصر ليس في فلسطين. أولاً الله يعطيه العزة بغير قبيلة. الأمر الثاني يجعله غني بغير مال. يجعله غني يعطيه الغنى بغير مال. سيدنا يوسف دخل مصر ما عنده راند واحد. لكن أصبحت كنوز مصر تحت يديه. كل أموال مصر تحت يديه. الله أغناه. والأمر الثالث الله يجعل له محبة في قلوب الخلق يجعله محبوب سيدنا يوسف أحبه أهل مصر في حياته وبعد مماته لما مات كان موصي قال إذا مت أنا ادفنوني في فلسطين مع أبائي مع إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب لكن مصر قالوا لا لا ندفنهم نبقي جسده عندنا جعلوه في صندوق وجعلوه في مصبات النيل في جنوب مصر حتى مية النيل تأتي كلها على جسدي فتنال البركة فهذه المياه لما تسقي أراضي مصر كل أهل مصر ينتفع ببركة يوسف من شدة حبهم ليوسف فالله يجعل الداعي محبة في قلوب الخلق والجائزة الرابعة الله سبحانه وتعالى يجعل لذة الداعي بالأعمال تتلذذ بالأعمال تصلي بلذة تصوم بلذة تضحي بلذة تجتهد بلذة تتلذذ تتجول وأنت متلذذ تزور وأنت متلذذ لذتك ليست بالأشياء لذتك بالأعمال لذلك انظروا سيدنا يوسف نال الملك لكن إيش قال قال توفني مسلما ما أريد الدنيا لا نحن إذا جاءتنا الدنيا نريد زيادة لكن سيدنا يوسف بعد ما تمكن من الملك ايش قال ما نبي طلب الموت إلا يوسف الوحيد طلب الموت لماذا ايش قال توفني مسلما ربي قد آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين فالله يجعل لذتك في الأعمال ليس في الأشياء ليس في الملك ليس في المال قال والجائزة الخامسة الله يجعلك مستجاب الدعوة الذي يجتهد بهذا السبيل الله يستجيب دعاءه الله يستجيب ايش انظروا سيدنا يوسف قال بالقميص بس اذهبوا بالقميص هذا القوه على وجه ابي ليش ما رفع يديه ودعا قال يا ربي رد بصر والدي قال لحكمة لانه الله اراد ان يظهر قيمة قميص يوسف كيف الخميس ايش؟ الداعي وإلا لو رفع يديه لاستجاب الله له لكن أراد الله أن يظهر قيمة قميص الداعي فقال اذهب بالقميص فرد الله بصره به بالقميص فخمس جوائز الله يعطيها لمن يجتهد في هذا السبيل
Imam Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahimullah used to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless the one who perseveres on the effort of da'wat with five blessings. One is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him izzat, will give him respect, will give him dignity, will give him honor without family. And this we find in the case of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why Allah Ta'ala gave him distinction and honor and rulership in Egypt and not in Philistine, because in Philistine his family was there. So this promise of Allah Ta'ala would not have been manifest. That is why Yusuf alayhi salam was given rulership without any family around him in Egypt. And the second blessing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give one who makes istiqamat, one who perseveres in the effort of da'wat, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without wealth will give him independence. Without wealth, Allah will give him wealth. Yusuf alayhi salam, when he entered Egypt, was penniless. Yet Allah ta'ala gave him authority over the wealth of the entire Egypt. Allah ta'ala made him totally independent. And where he said, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض, that make me the one who is ruler over the khazana, the treasures of Egypt. And the third blessing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the one who perseveres on the effort of da'wat is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the third thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless the da'i with is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill his love in the hearts of the people. Allah Ta'ala will make him beloved to the people to such an extent. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam became beloved that he requested that he should be buried back in Philistine with his father and his grandfather. Yet the people of Misr loved him so much. He wanted to be buried with Yaqub and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Yet they said, we are not. While he was alive, they loved him. After his demise also they loved him. They said, we are not prepared to be parted with even his body. They prepared a box and they placed it on the southern part of Misr so that the waters of the river Nile would run over it, so that through his barakat and blessings, through the water of the river Nile, all the people of Egypt will benefit. The fourth blessing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the da'i is that he will be given ecstasy. He will be given the sweetness of amal. He will make salah with ecstasy. He will strive in the way of Allah with ecstasy. He will go for gush with ecstasy. He will sacrifice for deen with ecstasy. Allah will give him sweetness in that amal. That is why when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is given wealth, rulership, kingdom, what does he say? Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Oh Allah, let me die as a Muslim. He makes dua for maut. No other Nabi of Allah made dua for maut. Why? Because of the love for amal. Rabbi qad ateetani min al-mulk wa allamtani min ta'wil al-ahadith fatir as-samawati wal-ard anta waliyyi fi al-dunya wal-akhira tawaffani muslima wal-haqni bis-salihin. Kingdom, rulership, wealth over the earth. Yet he says, Ya Allah, give me death on Islam and join me with your pious ones. In other words, I do not love wealth and kingdom, I love amal. So Allah Ta'ala will give the one who perseveres in the effort of da'wat, lazzat and ecstasy in amal. And the fifth benefit which Allah Ta'ala will bless the da'i with is that his du'as will be accepted. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, this also is shown in his incident. اِذْهَبُوا بِقَمِيسِ هَذَا فَأَلْقُوهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ أَبِي يَرْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا. Take my shirt and throw it over the face of my father, his eyesight will be restored. He could have raised his hand and made dua that, Oh Allah, restore the eyesight of my father. What was the hikmat? What was the wisdom in giving his shirt? Allah Ta'ala wanted to show the value of the shirt of the da'i also. That even in his shirt is blessings. Otherwise he could have made dua and Allah would have restored the eyesight of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. So the one who will persevere in the effort of da'wat, who will have istiqamat, these five blessings Allah Ta'ala will give him in this world.
يا احبابنا الكرام الان هذا جهدنا هذه مسؤوليتنا نحن مسؤولون عن هذا الجهد. هذا العمل ليس نفل، عمل أفرض الفرائض. كم مسؤوليتنا الآن؟ الآن في الدنيا 6 مليار نسمة، مليار مسلم، 1000 مليون مسلم، و5 مليار غير مسلمين. من لهم؟ مسؤولية من؟ من يتحمل هذه المسؤولية؟ حتى لو أن المليار مسلم كانوا على الإسلام 100%، صلاة كامل، صيام كامل، 100% الأعمال موجودة في حياتهم، مليار مسلم. طب 5 مليار من لهم؟ من يجتهد؟ من يدعو إلى الله؟ من يبين عظمة الله في قلوبهم؟ من يعظم الله عندهم؟ من يغضب لعبادتهم غير الله كما غضب الهدهد؟ الهدهد ما تحمل يرى أمة تسجد للشمس من دون الله. كم من الأمم تسجد لغير الله؟ كم من الأمم تعبد غير الله؟ كم من الأمم تجحد حق الله في العبادة؟ كم من الأمم؟ ليست أمة، أمم. من لهم؟ هذه مسؤوليته ومسؤوليتي، مسؤولية كل واحد فينا. هذا أمر فرض على كل واحد أن يقوم بهذا الجهد. لما الله وفقنا خرجنا في سبيل الله إلى تايلاند وماليزيا، جلسنا مع الشيخ عبد الوهاب الله يطيل في عمره للنصيحة. قال أين تذهبون؟ قلنا إلى تايلاند وماليزيا. قال قولوا لا لتايلاند، يا لتايلاند أنتم لستم لتايلاند، أنتم للعالم. وقولوا لا لماليزيا، الماليزيا أنتم لستم لماليزيا، أنتم للعالم. وأنا أقول لكم يا أهل جنوب إفريقيا، أنتم لستم لجنوب إفريقيا، أنتم للعالم، عالم أمامكم. مسؤولية الجميع، ما واحد ولا هذه ليست مسؤوليتي. العالم كله مسؤوليتنا، مسؤوليتنا. لذلك لنقوم على هذه المسؤولية. الآن الله أكرمكم بفرصة الاجتماع، اجتماع ديربن في 6 أبريل. المشايخ الآن عندهم الفكر والهم والعاطفة أن تخرج الجماعات إلى كل دولة في العالم، لكل دولة، يعني 240 دولة بدنا 250 أو 300 جماعة. يعني بالله عليكم تظنوا جماعة للصين تكفي؟ الصين اللي فيها حوالي مليار كافر تكفي جماعة للصين؟ جماعة للهند تكفي؟ جماعة لكندا تكفي؟ جماعة للبرازيل تكفي؟ لكن أقل القليل، قل القليل، ننوي هذه النية ونقوم لهذه المسؤولية. قل يا الله اقبلنا، استخلصنا لهذا الجود، لا تطردنا لهذا الجود، اجعل محبة هذا الجود في قلوبنا، اقبل أموالنا وأوقاتنا وعواطفنا لهذا الجود. لذلك يا أحباب الكرام، لنغار على ديننا، لنغار لربنا كما غار الأدن، وكما جاء في قلبه ألا كيف ألا يسجدوا لله الذي يخرج الخبأ في السماوات والأرض. فإذا أخذنا هذا الجود بقوة كما قال الله يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة، والله رأى ما في قلوبنا وعلم صدق نياتنا، الله سبحانه وتعالى إن شاء الله يقبلنا. ولا ننظر إلى جيوبنا، لا ننظر إلى إمكانياتنا، ننظر الله أمرنا نقمنا، فإذا أمرنا فقمنا، الباقي يتكفل به ربنا. فإن شاء الله جميعا ننوي نخرج من هذا الاجتماع جميعا، ولا تخرج فرد بل جماعة. قل يا الله اقبلني جماعة من هذا الاجتماع، وإن شاء الله الله سبحانه وتعالى يحقني المشايخ وتخرج الجماعات إلى كل دولة، والله يجعلنا نصيب هذا الخير. فإن شاء الله جميعا نسجل أسماءنا بدون استثناء، متيقنين على هذا الجهد وعلى نصرة ربنا، وأن الله يكفينا حاجاتنا ويضاعف لنا الأجور كما وعد.
Respected brothers, we have to appreciate and understand the extent of the responsibility which has been placed on our shoulders. The effort of Dawat, the concern for the hidayat of humanity, the worry for humanity, how everyone can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how everyone can come unto the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to accept and understand that Allah has made this obligatory upon us. And what a great responsibility there is on our shoulders. 6 billion people in the world today. 5 billion of them are disbelievers. Only 1 billion are believers. If that 1 billion, the 1 billion Muslims in the world today, if they had to become practicing Muslims, 100% salah, 100% the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their lives. If that were to happen, then ask ourselves, for the other 5 billion people, who is there? Who is there to call them? Who is there to worry about them? Who is there to cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them? Who is there whose heart will be hurt to see the disobedience of Allah? Hudhud the bird, he could not bear to see those people worshipping the sun. He could not bear to see them prostrating and bowing down before the sun. That level of concern and worry was there in a bird. How much of disobedience of Allah is taking place? How much of the right of Allah is being destroyed in this world? How many people are worshipping others besides Allah? How many people are breaking command upon command of Allah daily? And who is there amongst us that is hurt and affected and worried by this? Bible Hafsa, may Allah give him long life. He was addressing the brothers of Malaysia. What taqaza will you take? They said, we will make fikr for Thailand. What did he say? He said, you are not there for Thailand, but make fikr for the whole world. So he says, in the same way I am saying to you, you are not the people of South Africa who are to worry for South Africa, worry for the whole world. Because this entire world, this entire humanity has been made your responsibility. Each one has to worry about the entire humanity. This is the responsibility which has been placed upon us. Our elders are making fikr. Ijtima is coming, that how from this ijtima, one jamaat can go to every country of the world. So make niyat of the whole world. And that also, ask ourselves, a country like, there's approximately 240 countries in the world. So 240 jamaat. A country like China, where there are millions upon millions, billion people, what is going to be the justice of one jamaat? A country like Brazil or Canada, one jamaat only. It doesn't even approach the level of justification. But never mind. It is very, very little. But whatever little we have, we put it forward. Whatever little we have, we present it before Allah. And then we beg Allah Ta'ala. And we beseech Allah Ta'ala to accept us. So we have to make niyat. Don't look at our pockets. Don't look at our circumstances. Because this is Allah's system. This is Allah's promise. You have been commanded. You carry out my command. Your needs I will fulfill. When the command is placed upon you, the requisite, the demand is placed upon you, put yourself forward, because it is my command. Your circumstances I will look after. So every one of us, ijtima is around the corner. Our mashayikh have made niyat, 240 jamaats to go to every country of the world. Put ourselves forward from this majma. We ourselves say labbaik. We ourselves have the worry for the whole humanity. We ourselves cry before Allah that Ya Allah, accept us, use us, utilize us, accept my wealth, accept my life, accept my fikr, accept my concern, accept my abilities, my faculties, use everything of mine for your deen. And make niyat, not individual, jamaats, from the ijtima to go in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So who of us is ready, inshallah?
Bismillah, inshallah. Bismillah. Everyone, to make the intention to take one responsibility of one jama'ah. You say, oh Allah, I'll take the responsibility of one jama'ah. Inshallah, Allah will complete the jama'ah. Bismillah.
How many jama'ahs from Stanger? MashaAllah. 5 jama'ahs from Stanger, mashaAllah. Allah kubul, mashaAllah. Inshallah.
Bismillah.
Come dear brothers. From Masjid, say now, inshallah. G. One jama'ah from? Henry Road. MashaAllah. Allah accept, Allah kubul. Say ameen, mashaAllah. G. Ji, 3 jamaats from Peter Marisburg, Mountain Rise Masjid only, inshallah. Say ameen, my dear brothers.
Ameen.
Allah kubul. Ji, mashallah. From Center Masjid Abdul Qadir by one jamaat is too less. You all make niyat, inshallah. Stanger, one masjid. Stanger is 1/5 the size of Pietermaritzburg. And one masjid making niyat of 5 jamaats. How many jamaats, inshallah? Pietermaritzburg. Center Masjid, Bolo, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. You all make niyat for 3 jamaats, inshallah. And one Masturat jamaat. MashaAllah. Allah accept, mashaAllah. G. From Sparks Road. MashaAllah, one jamaat. G. From Ikopo. MashaAllah. Look, a small village. Like Ikopo is saying one jamaat. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. G. South Beach. One jamaat, inshallah. What's your name, brother? Huh? Allah accept, mashaAllah. G, mashaAllah. From Shalcross, 2 jamaats, mashaAllah, from the Ijtima. Allah accept, Allah kubul. Everyone, come, dear brothers.
Everyone, inshallah. Everyone, show the isti'dad to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah,
come, dear brothers.
Will give, inshallah. Bismillah, bismillah. Everyone, Allahu inshallah.
No masjid should sit behind today, my dear brothers.
Inshallah, make benefits, inshallah.
Ji, mashaAllah. Amzinto, how many jamaats? Nay, my Junaid, inshallah. Amzinto, where the work of Dawat, ibtida of the work of Dawat, inshallah. Make niyat minimum 2 jamaats, inshallah. Jim, Amzinto and surroundings, 2 jamaats, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. Every masjid make niyat tonight is a night to show Allah, mashallah. Mashallah. Look, from Hammersdale. From Hammersdale, my dear brothers, a small village here. Muhammad bin Ngobo says, inshallah, they'll take out one jamaat, inshallah. Say amen, my dear brothers. Come, dear brothers. All the masjid, Jim, mashallah. Where? Verlam. Which masjid? Lotusville, mashallah, one jamaat from Verlam, Lotusville. Come, dear brothers. All our masjids of Durban, nearby here, all these areas make irada. Tonight is the night to make irada, mashallah, G. Reservoir Hills, 2 jamaats, mashallah. Come, dear brothers. Come, mashallah, G. Newlands, Masjid Ibrahim, 2 jamaats, mashallah. Allah kubul, mashallah.
Amen.
Come, dear brothers. Every masjid tonight, we should have that shock and walwala in our hearts to put ourselves forward, my dear brothers. Now is not the time to relax, my dear brothers. Now is the time our Sheikh has explained to us in so much of detail, mashallah. Spencer Road, G. Imran. 2 jamaats, Imran, inshallah. Say inshallah. Allah will make it happen, inshallah. Inshallah, Spencer Road, 2 jamaats, mashallah. Come, dear brothers. Every masjid, every zimidar sati to stand up and say, this is our responsibility tonight, mashallah. The zimidar brothers of the masjid to stand up and say, inshallah, we are taking the jamaats. D, mashallah. Hafiz Faisal. Allahu Akbar. Remain standing there. By look, my dear brothers, from Phoenix. Phoenix, my dear brothers, where the work just started recently, where the jamaats were not allowed in any masjids, my dear brothers, with the fazar and karam, with the istiqamat, as Sheikh has mentioned, with perseverance, today they are saying we're going to take out 5 jamaats from Phoenix.
Allah will accept, inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah. Ameen. My dear brothers, the other masjids, I don't say that we should feel ashamed, but let us peep in our hearts and cry, Ya Allah. We should cry. That the millions which Allah has given the masjids nearby here, we can't make an irada. Our brothers from Phoenix have made irada for 5 jamaats, mashallah. Asheville, 2 jamaats, inshallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Ji, come, dear brothers. Make irada, my dear brothers. Let them say, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. All areas make irada tonight, my dear brothers. Let us stand up with himmat, mashallah. Palak, no, have a shape. Stand up, shape, shape, stand up. Inshallah. Palak, inshallah, got the estate out of 2 jamaats, inshallah. Y'all make niyat for 2 jamaats. See, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Allah accept, inshallah. 2 jamaats from Palak, mashallah.
Amen.
Come, dear brothers. North Beach, inshallah, 1 jamaat from North Beach. G. May Street, Ibrahim Jiwa, 1 jamaat, mashallah. Come, dear brothers. G. Sherwood, 2 jamaats. Say ameen, my dear brothers.
Amen.
Allah accept, inshallah. Come, dear brothers. Every masjid tonight should make an irada, inshallah. All the areas, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. All the zones, inshallah, from the South Zone, North Zone, Midland Zone, G, Pietermaritzburg area, the Chatswood area, inshallah. G, come, my dear brothers. Come, mashallah. All the masjids are sitting here tonight. Let's make irada. And the azim was given to us also. The masjids made an irada also, mashallah. Come, dear brothers. If our masjid is not represented tonight in the tashkil, we should cry to Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, what happened to us? What happened to us, Ya Allah?
I want half minute.
No, I'm sure.
Imrat Imran, she is a woman. She did the niyat. Oh Allah, accept what is in my womb as vow for you. She intended a boy to clean Bayt al-Maqdis. What her intention? Small intention. Oh Allah, give me boy. I'll give this boy as vow to clean Bayt al-Maqdis. Allah accepted her intention. Do you know what Allah gave her? Allah gave her Nabi from Alil Azm and gave her Siddiqa. Allah gave her Maryam and from Maryam Allah gave her Nabi Isa alayhi salam. We cannot make show Allah such intention like this woman, Imrat Imran. Show inshallah your intention. Oh Allah, accept us. Whatever you give to Allah, Allah will make baraka. If you say one jama'ah, Allah may give you three jama'at inshallah. Fa inshallah, who is ready inshallah to complete all this muqtadayat inshallah. Bismillah. Bismillah, barakallah.
My dear brother, mashallah. Glenn Road, two jama'ats, mashallah. Allah accept. Say ameen, my dear brothers. Ji.
Mashallah. From where? Mashallah.
No, wait. Mohan Asmal, wait. Five jama'ats, only Spingo Beach made irada for five jama'ats. Now Spingo Hills and Spingo Raid, inshallah, all together. Eight jama'ats, kya raha inshallah? Spingo Beach, Spingo Hills and inshallah, Spingo Raid. Inshallah, but we want the masjid themselves to say inshallah. Allah. Who will say from Spingo Beach, how many jama'ats? The fikr was made, mashallah. The mashura was made, the fikr was made. Now we are pleading, inshallah. Say to Allah, so don't say to us. Say to Allah, ya Allah, we want to take out so many jama'ats, inshallah. Bolo, who from Spingo Beach will say? Who from Spingo Beach will make himmat, inshallah? Ji, mashallah, Maulana Ismail sahab, how many jama'ats? Five jama'ats. Say ameen, my dear brothers.
Ameen.
Allah aapko puri alam ke liye kubul kare, inshallah.
Ameen.
And the sheikh, what he said, that niyat of one lady. Just the niyat of one lady. Allah Ta'ala gave us so much of barakat, inshallah. Allah will accept you, inshallah, and your whole family, inshallah. Five jama'ats from Spingo Beach. From Spingo Spingo Hills. How many jama'ats from Spingo Hills? Come, dear brothers. Spingo Hills wale bole, inshallah. Spingo Hills wale bole, mashallah. The mashura was made, the azim was made, the fikr was made, inshallah. Ji. How many? Three jama'ats. Bwana Muhammad sahab, mashallah. Spingo Hills, three jama'ats. Say ameen, my dear brothers.
Ameen.
Come, dear brothers. All the other masjids make niyat, inshallah. The whole of North Coast, the whole of South Zone, the whole of, mashallah. Allahu Akbar. Allah accept, inshallah. Sparks Road, two jama'ats, mashallah. Allah puri khanan, puri jaan, puri mal kubul kare, inshallah. Ji. Where? Mayville, one jama'at, mashallah. By Zaid, inshallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Come, dear brothers. All the masjids, every musalla, every masjid, inshallah. Every small masjid, jamia masjid, musalla, my dear brothers, make a niyat now, inshallah. Come, dear respected brothers, mashallah. Himmat karke bolo, inshallah. Ji, mashallah. Which one? Newlands East, one jama'at. Allah accept, mashallah. Newlands East, mashallah. Ji. Richards Bay, one jama'at, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Ji. One jama'at from Tongat. Allah accept, inshallah. Say ameen. What's the brother's name? Abdul Karim, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah.
Amen.
Tongat, one jama'at. Come, dear brothers. Which other masjid, inshallah? For my, mashallah, my dear brothers. Our sheikh has pleaded his heart out tonight to say, inshallah, inshallah, from our ijtima, inshallah, maximum number of jama'ats in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come, my dear brothers.
Inshallah.
Who else, inshallah? Ji, mashallah, bolo. So many masjid are left out. Allahu Akbar. We are sitting right in Masjid al-Hilal. By Masjid Hilal wale kon bolenge? Ji. Ji. Two jama'ats from Grey Street Masjid, inshallah. Allah kubul Allah asar, inshallah. Ji. Who's the zimindar of Masjid Hilal, inshallah, will say, from this masjid, inshallah, we're going to take out jama'ats. Ji. 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 Beatrice Street, Allah accept, inshallah. Beatrice Street in town, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Jazakallah, one jama'at. Ji. Come, my dear brothers. This is the mawqa of acceptance, my dear brothers. This majma that has come here, Allahu Akbar, a mawqa, a time of acceptance, when we will put our application to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Ji, come, my dear brothers. Come, my dear brothers. Allah make it easy, inshallah. My Masjid Hilal, who says, inshallah? From Masjid Hilal, inshallah. Ji. MashaAllah, Hashim bhai, how many jama'ats? Two jama'ats of Masjid Hilal, inshallah, Allah kubul. Say ameen, my dear brothers.
Ameen.
Ji, come my respected brothers, inshallah. Ji, one jama'at from Effingham Masjid, mashallah. Allah accept, Allah kubul, mashallah.
Ameen.
Ji, mashallah. Ji, from? Verulam Terrence Park, mashallah. small musallama, not even a masjid there too. But shukar, my dear brother, they're going to make fikr for a jamaat. Terence Park, well done, one jamaat, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Come, my dear brothers. Come, my respected brothers. Acha, brothers, we got few minutes left. All these masjids who made irada, inshallah. All these masjids and brothers who have made intention, inshallah, please stand up in your place, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Come, dear brothers. As a masjid, inshallah, the zimidars of all these brothers who stood up, inshallah, please stand up in your place, mashallah. Come, my dear brothers. Allah accept, Allah accept, Allah accept, mashallah. Himmat karke khare ho jao, inshallah. Allah will make it easy, inshallah. It's not upon us, my dear brothers. Look into the khazana of Allah. And as I said, have yaqeen on the farziyat of this amal of da'wat, my dear brothers. Do not doubt it, my dear brothers. Do not have a doubt, my dear brothers. People will give all kinds of talks, my dear brothers. But just put from one ear, take out from the other, and say, this amal, how important this amal is. Inshallah, all these brothers go on that side, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. All these satis go on that side, inshallah. By the tashkil, zimidars of all the zones, central, north, and south zone brothers can also go there, inshallah. Tashkil brothers, inshallah, from all the zones go over there, inshallah. Respected brothers, now my dear, mashallah. Sheikh Lazim Shakilhum li Jamaat Masturat. Li anna Jamaatukum Jamaat Masturat, ya Sheikh. Lazim, inshallah. Khamsa Jamaat Murid, inshallah, bin Hadul, yani province, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, Habib Karam. Yani, we came with Masturat Jamaat from Palestine. How much difficult to go out, especially we are coming from Gaza. You know, Gaza, I'll tell you, the first day we came from Gaza, was very difficult, like quarreling, to quarrel with people, to fight with ladies. They face so much difficulties. We reached the gate of Egypt from morning up to Isha. At Isha time, they said, no entrance. Go back. Go back. We returned back. Even we told, it is very difficult for ladies to face such difficulties. When we went back, I thought, khalas, we'll go in Gaza, yani locally. Because the boundary is opening every 1 week, one day. Every 1 week, one day. We suppose, khalas, today we have no chance, we'll go back. I intended to go local with men. Allah opened the boundary for another day, second day. I thought the ladies will never go outside. When I made telephones, they said, oh, we'll go, we'll go, we'll go. Subhanallah, how much difficulties you faced yesterday? All of them agree. Alhamdulillah, second day, we passed with very difficulty. Even, alhamdulillah, we passed in Egypt. In Egypt, they said, we missed the plane. They said, no interest to Egypt. 2 days seized in airport. But alhamdulillah, the jama'ah, they arrived here. And alhamdulillah, when they arrived in Durban, they don't want to go back. Alhamdulillah, they are very happy and very glad. You see, if the fikr come in the heart of the woman, deen will be kept. I'll tell you, the da'wah will be kept in your dhurriyat, in your offspring. Only by two things. If you don't get this, the da'wah will finish. The da'wah will finish. Imrat Imran, her husband died. Her husband died. But the fikr was in the woman. The fikr was in the woman. So Allah alive the da'wah. By the fikr of this woman, she gave her baby for Allah. Allah make barakah by the fikr of this woman. Sayyidina Zakaria, when he feared that the deen will die after his death, he said, oh Allah, I have no sons. Give me son from my wamraati aakir. My wife cannot give baby. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him Yahya from his wife. And after 3 years, Allah made Yahya Nabi. Because deen will be kept in our offspring only if our wives and our sons have this fikr. How this fikr will be in our wives' life? If we go, inshallah, with fi sabilillah, with wives, and they live in this environment of iman and tadhiya and sacrifice. They have this love for deen, and they'll be very helpful for you. And after your death, inshallah, in your da'wah. But inshallah, now, make the intention. Whatever circumstances in your home, but say, Allah, I'll go, inshallah, with my wife. Now, alhamdulillah, there's jama'a going to Palestine with Sheikh Abdul Qadir Mirch. فالآن we want, as Sheikh Abdul Rashid say, that we want, inshallah, 5 jama'at masturat. It is not difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can accept from you 50 jama'at. But show the niyat, inshallah. Who is ready to give 1 jama'at masturat, inshallah, from his masjid or from his district? You can join 2, 3 masjid in 1 jama'ah. Who is ready, inshallah? Allah.
No. September ke liye mat bolo. Maaf. Allah kul kare, inshallah. This tashkeel is from istima, inshallah. From istima we are talking now, my brothers.
Yes.
Allah aapki duniya ko bol de ki September ko bhul jao, inshallah. From istima. Theek hai, inshallah.
Bismillah.
1 jama'at, inshallah, from Verlam Masturat, inshallah, from istima, inshallah. Bolo, inshallah, which area, which masjid, or which brother will take fikr for the next jama'at, inshallah. 5 jama'ahs we made irada, masturat, inshallah, mahram masturat jama'at from Natal. Bolo, inshallah.
Bismillah. Show the niyat in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask from Allah. Allah will give. Allah generous. But we have to make the intention to show in our heart that we are ready, inshallah, to go for deen. Bismillah.
Come, dear brothers. Mashallah.
Mashallah. There is one.
G. Who is that? G. Glennon Road, inshallah, to fail sab, mashallah. Allah kubul, mashallah.
Mashallah.
That's the second jamaat.
Second.
Come, dear brothers.
Bismillah.
Come, dear brothers, mashallah. G. The masjids have made irada already.
Bismillah. Allah will accept you. There is another jama'ah with Sheikh Nur Muhammad.
Naam.
In
Nuru Aku is talking about.
Ah.
Nuru Aku is, yeah. I think Spingo Beach made irada for 1 masturat jamaat from Istima. G. Spingo Beach brothers, who's over here, you say, inshallah, we'll take the speaker. Mashallah.
Sheikh Ghulam, he was there. Where is he? Ghulam Musa.
He's gone that side there.
Bismillah.
Come here, brothers, mashallah. Which other area makes irada, inshallah? Which zone say, inshallah? Which zone say, we're going to take out this masturat jamaat, inshallah? All the zones made irada, they've got the taqazas. Now is the time to express our niyat, inshallah. By north zone? G. Why the brothers are not saying, man? North zone, 1 jamaat, masturat, inshallah. G. Central zone, 1 jamaat, masturat, inshallah. Mashallah. We got 4 jamaats now, inshallah. Which other area say, inshallah? South zone, brothers are here, inshallah. South zone. By the brothers who are sitting there from the south zone, 1 masturat jamaat is included in that. G. Spingo Beach, mashallah. 1 masturat jamaat, mashallah. 5. Come, we are making small irada. Allah wants to give us much more, inshallah. Which other areas say, inshallah? Or which brothers say, inshallah? Which brothers say that, inshallah, as Sheikh explained, that we have to make our women folk also fikr, but inshallah, we want to go as soon as possible to India and Pakistan, inshallah, to learn this work of Dawat. We will take our wives and go, inshallah. Come, these brothers make niyat now, inshallah. Come, my dear brothers. Which brothers say, inshallah, we want to take our wives and go, inshallah, in Mahram Masturat Jama to India, Pakistan. Those brothers who haven't been, they have spent 4 months already, inshallah, to make near to go, inshallah, and learn this work. Come, dear brothers. Stand up, mashallah. Allah kubul, inshallah. Mawana Suhail, mashallah. Allah accept, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? Come, dear brothers. Who else, inshallah? Come, my dear brothers. Mahram, all of us should have the shock, my dear brothers, that we want to make our women folk, also our supporters. Ji, behtareen aurat kaun hai? Wo jo apni shohar ki deen mein madadgar hoti hai aur dunya mein amanatdar hoti hai. This is the greatest quality that can be found in a woman, that she is the supporter for her husband's deen and she is the protector to her husband's dunya. This sifat, this quality will come, my dear brothers, when we'll take them in the path of Allah. Come, inshallah. Who says, inshallah, we want to go, inshallah, India, Pakistan, and learn this work, inshallah. We'll take our family, mashallah. Abdul Qadir Bhai, mashallah. Who else, inshallah? Who else, inshallah? Bolo. Who else, inshallah? Take inshallah, my dear brothers. The azan will be called out. Inshallah, my dear brothers. Let us respect the azan, my dear brothers. This is a very, very serious disease, my dear brothers. It's a very, very grave sign, my dear brothers, that when the azan is being called out and we are showing indifference to the azan, my dear brothers, elders say there is a danger that a person can die without iman, my dear brothers. To reply to the azan, do not make noise in the masjid, my dear brothers. Wallah, our elders say, in Ismail Godra, he says 90% of your tabligh can be victorious if only we can make adab of the masjid. 90% of your tabligh can be, inshallah, can be completed. Keep the adab of the masjid. Keep adab. Ulama ikram are telling us, by your zimmedars of tabligh. Ya Allah, we're saying we are masjid.